I think there's a chance to defeat this bill.
That's exactly what Roger Hickey from the Institute for America's Future wants to happen. His report shows many would pay more in out-of-pocket expenses for Medicare, partly because the legislation doesn't allow the government to control rising drug prices. There's also a gap under which a beneficiary would pay premiums but receive no coverage until they'd reached a certain limit. Despite this criticism, the American Association of Retired Persons remains committed to the bill. Deanna Bowman, director of AARP in Wisconsin, says getting prescription drug benefits was a breakthrough and not the last word on the issue.
We're not just standing here saying, yay, hey, we won this big victory. We're saying it's the first positive thing that's happened in this direction in years.
In other parts of the country, AARP members burned their cards in protest of the organization's support of Medicare reform. Bowman says their national office is getting the brunt of the backlash. Local criticism, however, has been limited to a few calls.
In fact, AARP continued doing polling of our members up until Sunday before we made our decision. And our members, the majority of our members, were supportive of what we're doing.
Other senior groups are urging Congress to defeat the Medicare bill because they think it will eventually undermine the program. The Alliance for Retired Americans held a rally in Cudahy. They're delivering opposition letters to Wisconsin's two senators in a turkey basket, meant to symbolize what they think is a bad bill and which is expected to see floor action before Thanksgiving. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.